Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm John Stewart.
And I'm Billy Ray Shepherd.
And we're Groove Frequencies.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal
with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez.
Sit back and enjoy the journey
where the possibilities are limitless.
Enjoy the show.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Up Close and Personal with yours truly, Latin Jazzy. Oh, my God. It's about to pour rain here in my neck of the woods, but you know what? It's going to be a sunny evening no matter what, because tonight I am really, really excited to be talking with someone that I've been listening to his music and looking at his videos and stuff, and I was like, wow. He is an amazing, amazing guitarist from Toronto. He kind of cute, too. And I have the privilege tonight, I'm telling y'all, I have the privilege to share with you the music from his upcoming album. And he just got it mastered. It hasn't even been printed, and we're going to be playing it tonight. But hey, with no further ado, I would love to introduce to you the one and only guitarist, Dave Cerny. Hi,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Jazzy, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice and excited to hear some of this music and hang out with you for tonight.
Oh, thank you. I so much appreciate it. Before we even go on, okay, I mean, you know, I have to do a little bit of homework and a little bit of research on the artists that I interview. I understand that you started your love of music when you went to see one of my favorite people, the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably before you were born, which was, that would have been... I think in 1975. So,
oh,
way back in the day.
I was already 17 and married by then.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about that.
You're talking to old school here. You're talking to old school.
Oh, man, that was, that was the first concert I ever went to, and it was something else, you know, just to, you know, hear Michael McDonald, who is, you know, he's unreal. And the whole Doobie Brothers, you know, at that time was an amazing musical experience and introduction to the world of live concerts and live music and crazy audiences. And, yeah, it was phenomenal.
I seen them in Munich, Germany. I was like, man. But, well, so... that was your first experience. So how did you get started playing the guitar? And I know you play piano, too, very well, I see, too. Tell us more about Dave. How did you get started?
Oh, with the guitar, I was, I had an older brother who was a very good piano player. And he, you know, he got me a guitar, and we started jamming when we were little kids. And you know, and my parents really loved music, and they were big jazz fans and classical music lovers. You know, there was always Oscar Peterson playing in our house, or Earl Garner, and Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Miles Davis. And we grew up listening to this fantastic American music and world music. And, you know, I like to just go in my room and, you know, with my guitar and chill. You know, being out in Canada, it's kind of, you know, it's not like super city. It's more kind of suburban and quiet. So I would go spend my time in my room and, you know, noodle away on the guitar and try to jam with whoever I could. And whoever, it wasn't easy at that time because, you know, a lot of people really at that age didn't have those kind of tastes in music. And, but, you know, I had my brother to play with. And, yeah, that's how it kind of came about. And maybe that started around, you know, around that same time, about age 9 or 10.
Wow. That's awesome. I just, I can't wait no more. I've got to play a song. I've got to play
okay.
a song.
You sure?
Yes. Yes, I've got to. There's a song right. in the album. I don't think it's been released as a single yet. Maybe it has. I don't know. You know I'm not altogether here today. Not that I'm ever together or anywhere, but about her. I love that song.
Hmm. Yeah, that song, I wrote that song for a guy named Wade O'Brown. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a fantastic singer from Detroit who's living in Toronto now. And he did that on his, I believe it was his second record. And after it came out, I was like, you know what? I think I want to do an instrumental version of this one. And I got the fantastic Warren Hill playing on there. And they came out really nice and produced by a guy named Lemoyne Alexander. And, yeah, I was pretty happy how it came out. So let's hear it.
Yes, it is. We are. Well, here it is. About Her from Dave Serenese. Upcoming album.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to give a little shout out. Oh, can I say something?
Yes, please.
To Jay Simmons. He's sang the background vocals on there. I didn't mention him at the top, so I just want to mention his name. He also helped me write the song with some of the lyrics, and he's a tremendous guy and a good friend, and I love him very much, and I just want to say thanks to Jason for doing such a great job. So there you go.
Nice. How did the singing come along?
Oh, for who? For me?
Yes.
Just kidding. It came along... It came along just recently, actually, you know, and I, if you would have asked me to sing something 2 years ago, I probably would have said, you've lost your mind and, the mental asylum is down the street. But, you know, I was like, you know, what was happening, I was working on somebody else's record playing guitar and I was singing along to what I was playing. Like that's kind of how I approach my music and, you know, comes from the brain, I guess, first, and your ears, and that was with a pretty famous producer here in Canada named Marcus Kane, and he turned around and looked at me, and he's like, you sound like Michael Franks, and I was like, who? No, I didn't say who. Of course, I know Michael Franks. It was just, I said who because I was like, okay, whatever, Michael Franks, and he said, I'm going to do a song with you, and I thought, okay, now he's really gone crazy, and so he sent me to a vocal coach. I went for about 4 or 5 months, and then I started actually figuring out what they heard in my voice that I never heard myself. And I did that by recording myself, and I was like, oh, okay, I think I understand what they're saying now. And then I started getting more comfortable and be able to get through songs, because I was always approaching the songs trying to sing way above where I could sing, and so I could never get through a song. And I didn't realize what I was doing wrong, so I kind of got set straight there, and then we did Talk to Me, and now they can't get me to shut up, but that's okay.
Well, I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. I love that video for Talk to Me, by the way. I love it. It's like...
Oh, do you?
Yes, it was just, I mean, you were so comfortable, you know, between the piano and I love that hat. That's a cute hat.
Oh, thank you. That's, you know, a custom hat. I forgot the designer's name. I have to get that to you. It was, you know, specifically made for that video. And
really?
Glad that they did. Yeah. So pretty happy about that.
And
sure.
Miss Betty looks really, really pretty, and she can sing.
Oh, she is the one of the greats, as I say, one of the greats. And working, just finished on a new record with her and her brother, who's a tremendous guitar player named Paul Lakatose, and did a kind of straight-ahead jazz standard type CD, and that's also coming to its completion now. And we had a guy named Randy Waldman, who plays piano with Barbara Streisand and George Benson. He played on there. And, it was a fantastic experience.
I'm going to need you to give me a minute here because something is going on. It's not supposed to.
I hear the birds.
Right, yeah, because I live out in the crack of nowhere.
Oh, where's that?
In Maryland.
New Orleans?
No, in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on. It's telling me we have 60 seconds, and it's not supposed to. We have 2 hours. I always set it for 2 hours. Lord have mercy. Bear with me.
No problem.
Holy crap, how do I... You're kidding me. What Well, we're just going to keep on talking and hopefully it won't cut us off because I don't know why it's doing that.
Do you want to reset it or?
No, I don't know what they do, what they be doing here, to be honest with you. But don't worry, all this part will be edited for sure, for sure. I'm just sending them a quick message.
So when you said that who was singing with me on the CD, what name do you have?
Her AKA name, of course.
Which is?
Hold on, let me finish sending them this message.
Okay.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Her name, where did I get her name from? I got her name from somewhere.
I didn't hear what you said because it's a bit of a long story.
Delilah?
Delilah. Okay, good. I mean, you know, she, we are going out as Delilah, and then another Delilah came out in the UK and kind of smashed our online presence. And her real name is, you know, is Betty. And I thought you said Betty. I said, how did she get that?
yeah, Betty. That's what I said.
Oh, you said so Betty?
So which name is correct, Betty or Delilah?
I don't know. We're kind of like in a marketing conundrum. You know, what do we do with her and how do we put her out? Maybe we should ask the audience what they think. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, like, it's a whole long story, but, her real name is Beata.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we'll... But the problem is that when you look at her name, Beata, everybody says Beta. And they used to drive her crazy. I'm not Beta, you know. Like, I'm like, oh, okay.
I totally get it.
So.
Okay, well, we'll know what's going on with this as we go along. I'm not ending the episode, but anyway, so you also, I noticed that you have won some, you've won some nominations in Canada back in the early, I think it was what, 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Wow.
Canadian Smooth Jazz Awards. Pretty funny story about that one. One morning, it was a Sunday morning, I had a gig the night before, and I may have had a few too many drinks, and I was a little tired the next day, and my phone rang, and, you know, they put the last name first, and so on my phone it said Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas is calling me. I was a little drunk still, and I picked up the phone. I'm like, who the heck is Kirk Douglas? So I pick it up, and it was this lady named Mary Kirk who owned Wave 94.7 radio station, and she said, my name is Mary Kirk, and I just love your music, and then that's where the thing started, and she really was a great promoter for me and a big fan and a good friend, and I just want to thank her for the support and encouragement all these years. So, but she still hasn't introduced me to Katharina Zeta-Jones, so we'll get to that later.
Okay, I'll leave that one alone.
Okay.
Another song that I really enjoy listening to is Freedom. Can you tell me anything about that particular track?
Yes, I can. That song... This whole new album, I really got inspired one day. I was walking to a farmer's market kind of in the country about 2 hours north of where I live, and I heard this music coming from a farmer's market, and it was this African music. It sounded like I was in the jungle. I said, what is this? And as I came around the corner, there was a group there called the NEMA Children's Choir. And they're all orphans from Uganda. And it was just extraordinary. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And there was a guy named Abdul Kem who was playing this very interesting instrument called the tube fido. It's kind of like an African violin. And they kids were just so beautiful. You know, they're so filled with love and hope, and they're so happy to be in Canada. And they really inspired me, and I became friends with them, and, you know, would hang out, and they really inspired me, and, you know, made me realize that, you know, happiness is from within, and and so when I heard that, that really made me sit down and, or settle down and work on this record and wanting to finish this record, and they inspired me, and then I went and got on a kind of writing spree from that, and that's how I finished my CD.
Wow. Huh. Well, here it is. From Day Cerny. I am saying your last name correctly, am I? Please say I am.
You're doing, it sounds good to me. Anything coming out of your voice sounds great. So.
Oh.
You have
wow,
a beautiful,
I
lovely
found
voice.
My match. I have found my match on this show.
Oh, thank you, dear. Jazzy, my new girlfriend.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Well, here it is from Day Cerny's upcoming album, Talk to Me. This is Freedom here on Up Close and Personal. Love it. I'll be honest with you.
Can I acknowledge a few people there?
Yes, please.
Okay, so three people in particular I'd like to acknowledge. The first is the gentleman who plays bass on there. His name is Nathan Watts. And for those of you who don't know who Nathan Watts is, you all know who Nathan Watts is, because to me, he's probably one of the most influential musicians of our time. He is the musical director for Mr. Stevie Wonder, and he's probably the most heard bass player of all time, I would assume, you know, whether you know it or not, you know, with Pointer Sisters, the Jacksons, and he played on the CD. We became good friends maybe about 10, 15 years ago, and we talk all the time, and the way he played on the CD, you know, to quote his words, "I only play like that for family." And I feel so honored to be his friend and to have him on the CD. And I'm just over the moon. And the other two gentlemen I want to acknowledge, one is, his name is Pooji Bell. He played drums, and he's another legend in music, from Erykah Badu, Marcus Miller. You know, he's been all over the place, and he's a newer friend, and I want to say thanks to him. And he brought his son along, Winston, who's 15 years old, and he's the young man who played the saxophone on there. And he has his own band called the Funky Fly Project, and they sound fantastic. Great guys, and I just want to thank them, because without them, I don't know what to say. You know, when people ask you who would be your ultimate rhythm section to play with, you know, bass and drums, and I couldn't, I could have not asked for better. So thanks, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, let me find out you're the sentimental type. Being that you're acknowledging people, I want you to do me one big favor. You know, I love a picture of yours. It's the one that you're by the wall with your head down, with your head down. Mm-hmm. You can autograph that and send it to me. I will hang it up in my office. I love that picture. No lie. No kidding. For real.
Well, you know, that I also have to thank a guy named Mark Marjanovic, who took the pictures. He's a tremendous artist in his own right. And, it's a pleasure to work with, and a great guy. He's out in California, and he had sent me I don't know how he got it, my email list, and he said, "I would love to take some pictures with you." And I kind of ignored him for about 2 years, and then finally I said, "You know what? Let's do this." And I'm so glad
you're
I did.
Worse than I am. 2 years.
Yeah, he's something else, man. He needs to stop smoking so much, but he's really good. Really good. Very talented.
And did you have to throw him under the bus right here in the air?
Oh, well, now they're making marijuana legal everywhere. They should now illegalize cigarettes. So that's my own little peeve, but that's
I guess we're gonna move it right
along.
For
all you smokers out there, sorry.
Say she with a cigarette in her hand, but oh well. So your last album, you see how I changed conversations really quick. Your last album was what, 7-8 years ago?
Was it that long ago? Okay.
Wasn't it 2007, 2008?
I guess that's correct, but reminding me doesn't make me feel any better, but that's okay.
So what took you so long? I mean, God knows that you did. This project has 14 songs, so I'm sure it was like one or two a year. But it's an amazing. But why did it take you so long? What have you been doing?
You know, a lot of it had to do with self-confidence and really believing in myself. It took me a long time to, just to accept myself as a musician and I'm kind of a naturally shy person. And when I did the first CD, you know, it was kind of similar to the singing story I told you before. I was, you know, doing more kind of, you know, production and that kind of thing and producing, but not really getting out and playing for myself. And we're doing a CD for that guy, Wade O'Brown, who I was telling you about. And we brought this producer up from the States. His name is Lemoyne Alexander. And he's the one who sang the backgrounds on that song we just heard, by the way. And similar story. I was in the corner just noodling on the guitar. And he gave me one of the same looks over his shoulder. And I first thought, okay, why is this guy looking at me? And he pulled me out to the side. And he said, I'm going to do a song with you, just like the other guy. This was back then. And I had not had any interest in doing smooth jazz, you know, or even just getting out and playing. Because like I said, I was pretty shy. And he said, I'm going to do a song with you. And I thought, okay, you know, whatever. And he wouldn't leave me alone. He kept phoning me every week. I'm doing this song and I'm going to send it to you. He brought himself back out here. And I recorded that song. It was called Saint Tropez. I did it in one take, and that went, I think, into the top 10 for smooth jazz. And so was the start of my smooth jazz career. So that's what happened. So, and you know, so, and I really felt like that first CD, I still hadn't accepted the fact that, you know, that I was actually doing it. And I recorded it, most of it, like struggling with it. And yeah. And I, you know, I don't know. It just took me a while to get my confidence back up. And but I really feel good at what I did here on this next, the second CD. And yeah, that's a learning experience for sure.
Wow, that's awesome. Next, I want to hear about flashback. What gave you a flashback?
Oh, well. You know, I don't want to tell you what I was doing when I was a teenager, but, you know, that would be for another show, the X-rated Latin Jazzy show. But, you know, just kind of a flashback to, you know, that kind of old school R&B funk and, you know, the music, you know, some of the greatest music of all time, I feel, you know. It spawned all the great rap music that's come out after it. And, you know, so it's kind of a you know, a call to the great music of like Earth, Wind & Fire, Jamiroquai, you know, those kind of Kool & the Gang, Ohio Players, Bar K's, you know, all those fantastic groups. Charlie Wilson, Gap Band is one of my favorites. And, yeah, so that's kind of what it's about.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a lot in common, dude, because you mentioned every single one, the ones that I really, really love. Here it is. Oh, yes. I'm a 70s, well, 80s
girl. Good taste.
Yeah. Here it is.
Okay.
From Dave Sarity's upcoming album, Talk to Me. Here it is, Flashback, an up close and personal with Latin Jazz.
Thank you.
Oh, you have got to do a video on that one. You have got to do a video on that. I love it.
Yeah? What are you seeing?
Oh, I love it. I just love it. It has that 70s groove all around it. Mm. I love it. Oh, my God.
I better pull out my bell bottom.
Remember that question that we were talking before we got on air and you said that you guys wasn't sure? Well, I think that would be the one.
That's the one, right? Yeah, that's definitely in the running for sure.
That definitely got to be the one. Oh, my God. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, throughout the years, you've done a lot of things, but somewhere along the line, you have your own independent record label. How did that get started?
That got started back in 1996. You know, a lot of it came with the advent of being able to do your own home studio. You know, back when I first started playing the guitar and getting the music, the only thing you could really record, you know, was going into these extremely expensive, you know, studios that had these gigantic boards, and they were charging like $200 an hour. And you know, back then it was, you know, it was like very cost prohibitive, and you know, wasn't really conducive for, you know, like people going into a studio and being creative and taking their time. It was always a rush. So, you know, then became this advent of being able to record yourself, and they had what was called the ADAT tape machine. And I bought a couple of those, and I linked them together, and, you know, just kind of got into that and, you know, try to figure out how to engineer and do things myself. And that's how it started. And as I started doing more of it, people started knocking on my door. Hey, can you record this for me? Can you do this? You know, I have this project. And I'm not someone who's very good at saying no. And so my door would always be wide open, and there was a steady stream of amazing musicians and artists coming through. And we had a group at the time, it was called Groove United, and it had a girl there, Michelle Brown, now known as Divine Brown, and a singer named Dutch Robinson, who sang with Ohio Players, Eric Roberts from Philadelphia, and just a bunch of fantastic musicians. And we recorded our first record there. And, you know, that's basically how it happened. And you know, still kind of plugging away at it, and, you know, and growing the music. And that's how, you know, that's how Groove United came about. And it was really about, you know, putting aside people's preconceived notions of their, you know, who they thought they were and what they are and where they came from, and, you know, trying to develop a camaraderie amongst people for their, you know, love of music and the love of the world, you know. And no matter, you know, if you're Latin or whatever your background is, you know, Caucasian, black, white, didn't matter. It's just, if you love music and you like to groove, then you are welcome. And that's kind of like what the whole thing was about.
Sweet. Love it. I've never been to Canada, mm-hmm. but I will go just to see you perform, just so that you know that.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you have an open invitation anytime you like. Just make sure you bring your ski jacket.
My what?
Your ski jacket, because, you know, it's cold up in Canada.
Oh, is it? Really? Okay.
Yeah, it can be, you know, depends. Yeah, that was just a little joke, but you come in the summer months. Don't come in the winter, because it is freezing in the winter. This was a very long, cold winter this year, unfortunately.
Oh, that makes two of us here, too. I mean, it's been horrible. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was 89, I think, and today it hasn't even gone beyond 50. So, yeah, it's crazy. Mm. Okay, next
sounds
song.
Sounds like you're living in Canada.
Huh?
It sounds like you're living in Canada. Anyways.
I swear, it's terrible. Calypso. Can you tell me anything about Calypso?
Calypso, well, a couple of things. So I've been very fortunate the last couple of years to be playing in a reggae band with some fantastic musicians, you know, original players from Jamaica. Keith Buttle is a singer. He's a beautiful singer. Gary Lowe, who is probably one of the greatest reggae bass players I've ever heard. And he's, you know, played on many, many famous reggae recordings. And, you know, they call me for gigs, and I get very happy because, you know, being the non-Jamaican of the crew, you know, to get the call. And, and they still call me, and they haven't fired me yet, which is it's a great honor. And, you know, so just being around that vibe. And I guess at the when I was recording my CD, I got to the end. I thought it was done, and I was about to pack up the studio where I was at, and this bass line came into my head, and I was like, oh, let me record this real quick. And within 15 minutes, I did the whole song, like the drums, the guitar, the bass. And it just, I don't know, it felt good, and it was kind of inspired by my boys there from the reggae band. And I also want to... The band suffered a great loss when our trumpet player, he had an aneurysm, and it's kind of slowed things down. His name is Francis, and Francis, if you're listening, you know, I hope you will come back to play the trumpet again one day, and he's a tremendous gentleman, and we really miss him, so
we hope
he can come back and play with us soon.
I hope so, too.
That's how Calypso came about.
Okay, well, we're going to play Calypso from Dave Serrani's upcoming album, Talk to Me. Here we go, an up close and personal.
Hey.
That is definitely a party jam.
You like that?
Yeah.
I love it. You know, like when after I did it, I haven't been able to stop moving my feet and tapping my foot and moving around. It's, I was really happy how that came out. So
that is definitely a summer song, you know, out there, outside with the cooking out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. War Dance. Any stories behind War Dance or any shout outs for this War Dance?
War Dance, you know, War Dance is kind of a tribute to, I like to dedicate it to the late, great Jaco Pastorius. Jaco Pastorius, you know, is considered the world's greatest bass player. Some people might argue differently, but no matter what, he made a huge influence on the electric bass, and his music really had a profound influence on me. And I'm sure many, many other people, and even for smooth jazz, regular jazz, and just music in general. He was a superstar musician. I was fortunate enough to hear him live on many occasions. And it was, I would say nothing short of spectacular to go see Jaco Pastorius and the Word of Mouth Band. And I guess, he's kind of the guy who inspired me for this song. So this is for Jaco.
Amen. Here we go. War Dance from the Serenese forthcoming album, Talk to Me, an Up Close and Personal. that's funky and bluesy. And, you know, I'm not one to really, 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 really like too many vocals with my jazz. I don't know, because I figured, I like to feel the music. I like to interpret my whatever the instrument, whatever, you know, is saying, I like to feel it. But there's something about your voice. I don't know if it's raspy. I don't know. But it sounds really, really good to me. I love it. So I just want to say that.
Thank you. You know, it's taken a while for me to accept my own voice. And, you know, I used to, you know, like I said before, I started singing, and any time I tried to sing and heard myself back singing, I would run the other direction. So I hope that's not happening to anybody who's listening now. But, yeah, you know, it takes time. You know, I'm a late bloomer, but that's all right, you know?
I like it. I think it's sexy. I like it.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you very much. Oh, I wanted to say one thing about the last song, too. I want to also dedicate that to Joe Zawinul. And he was one of the co-founders of Weather Report with Jaco Pastorius. And he had a band called the Zawinul Syndicate. And he played up until he passed a few years ago. And he was another guy who, you know, was just a trailblazer, you know, made the most incredible music. And, you know, he wrote Mercy, Mercy, Mercy with Cannonball Adderley, which was, you know, the start, I think, of, you know, that funky jazz. And, you know, we wouldn't be here without him. So that's for you, Joe.
Nice.
And he, you know, and just one little note about the voice and about singing. You know, I've always felt that, you know, the voice is the original instrument. And, you know, like, you know, without our voices, you know, our voices are what gives us the ability to play an instrument. And you know, I really do respect anybody who can use their voice in a musical way and apply it to their music. And, you know, also just, you know, being able to have enough courage. You know, you notice a lot of people, they're afraid to sing, and, you know, everybody's conscious of their own voices.
And there's some
Pardon
people
me?
That should be, I said there's some people that should be afraid too.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you're right, you know. But I kind of look at it like this, you know. I think every person should be mandatory for every human being to pick up a guitar and play it once in their life, you know, because too many people are picking up guns and picking up other things. Oh. You know, and I think, you know, the world would be a better place if, you know, we could all just one time say, okay, you know what, try it out. You might not be the greatest, and it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that, you know, music is a universal language of the world, and we are so lucky to be able to do music, have music. It's what soothes us. It's what keeps us together, and it's what's going to bring the world together, so... That's
there is not 1 minute in this house or in my car that there isn't music going on through the night. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Downstairs, upstairs, there is always music in the car too. To the point, my dogs, if I go out and I leave them without music, they will start going ballistic, okay? That's all they're used to,
wow.
Music. And now that you said that about guns, today I took my youngest to, Chick-fil-A. And while we were in the line, there was a car, SUV or something in front of us. And you know how cars have decals that has the family, you know, it has like the mom, the dad, the kids, and a dog. You know, a decal in the back.
Yeah.
Well, this SOB had a decal of guns.
Mm.
Rifle down to a gun. I took a picture of it. I didn't care if they were looking at me or not, and I was going to post it on Twitter and Facebook, but I said, you know what? It's not going to change anything, but I think that was so disgusting to see that in a family vehicle.
But yeah, it's really got
it was disturbing. It was really disturbing.
Mm-hmm. It is disturbing, you know, and there's, you know, unfortunately, there's way too much gun violence, too much access to guns. I know, you know, there's probably a lot of people would have, want to argue with me and start using the Second Amendment argument, especially me being from Canada. I don't want to upset anybody, and I'm not really trying to get political here, but, you know, I really just feel that music is really the great uniter. And if we could put the guns down for a minute and pick up some instruments, you know, I think that's the way to go.
I'm totally with you on that one, sweetie. Totally with you. Okay, let's talk about New Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
What does New Dawn mean to you?
New Dawn to me means a new beginning. And, kind of like similar to what I was talking about, that, We lost some great, great musicians recently, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince, and we're missing them. And this is kind of a little tribute to those guys, and also James Brown, who, and, you know, for me was one of the greatest musicians of all time, and also Maceo Parker, who I think is, you know, he's still out there playing with his band, and they are fantastic. It's one of the greatest bands. If you ever get a chance to get out and see Maceo Parker live, and he's got Rodney Skeets Curtis, who is a phenomenal bass player on there.
Quite a few times. Yeah, I've seen them.
Oh, you saw them? Yeah, you know, they're real road warriors, and, you know, they've given so much to the world, and this song is kind of dedicated to them, and that's kind of who inspired me to this, you know, for that song and this music. So, the funk.
Okay.
Long to the funk. Parliament Funkadelic. I forgot to mention them.
Oh my God! Please, dude, don't start me. Don't start me on that.
Yeah, I want to start.
My God! As a matter of fact, a friend of mine sent me his new album today. It's about to be released on the 18th, and he sent it to me, and as I was listening to it, I went ballistic. This guy is doing Atomic Dog with a sax.
Oh, really?
Atomic Dog. And it's not even going to be the first release, the first single. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I have got to play that. I have got to play that. Atomic Dog.
You don't want to mention who it is?
Huh?
You're not going to mention who's the...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's Dave McMurray.
Nice. Well,
Dave
McMurray. That's kindred spirits there.
Album on the 18th of May. He'll be on the show sometime at the end of May. Oh, actually,
nice.
It's the beginning of June. And that new the song is called Atomic Dog, but the single is called Naked Walk. But I was like, what? Why are people trying to bring me back into into the funky days? Wow. Well here it is. Let's get funky with New Dawn.
Hey. We'll be right back.
I'm over here dancing my butt up. That
oh, man.
Little ounce to your bounce. Bounce to your ounce. Bounce to the ounce. Zap and Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I love Roger Zap. Oh, man.
You have a kind of a vocoder thing in there. And, it sounds, speaking to you over the phone, it sounds great over the phone, so I'm pretty excited. And, you know, one thing I could say about this CD is that, you know, my foot is tapping through the whole thing, and that's a good thing. I learned that from Dizzy Gillespie. So.
Most definitely. I love that one, too. Oh, my God. It makes me think of Zap. I mean, it's kind of, that is funky. So what, how are you, I mean, I know that the album it's finished. It just got to, you have to set the date for release and all of that. But how are you feeling about the success of the three singles that have come out of this album have, done for you? How does it feel to, after all these years, to put out a product and get this great response from it?
It's a good question. And, obviously it feels great, and it feels great speaking to somebody, as excited and as filled with life as you are. And, that's a blessing. And, so I'm really, really thankful for that. And I'm thankful for anybody who enjoys anything that I do in life. And, I'm a giving person, and it's tough. Music is a difficult endeavor because, you can't please everybody. So some people are going to say, I don't like your stuff. Or some people, you got to live with the criticism. And when you're an artist, when you get criticized, it can become very personal, and you can take it the wrong way, and it can be discouraging, And to have people say nice things and to give encouragement, that is, the greatest thing any artist could hear. It's the icing on the cake for me.
Oh, but no, it is what it is. You have to give credit where credit is due, and this is an amazing product. It is the whole album from beginning to end. And I know someone that a musician, and every time, whether it's a positive or even, on a negative note, which, that he thinks there might be something negative, all he says is, I don't care. I have thick skin, and that's something that you have to grow in this business, is to, to be thick skinned, because you can't please everybody, but you've done the best and you're moving on forward,
I mean, me personally, I'm not really a thick skin type. I'm more, I am sensitive to, more of a sensitive type. And, I think most of the artists that we love kind of fall into that category, and we put our heart and souls into our music. And, and when, especially for, the greatest benefit of being able to do this is to be able to get on stage and to perform this stuff and get in front of people. And, and when you do that, you are really exposing your heart to the world, and people really do see you who you truly are. And
exactly.
And it's really it is an amazing journey to be able to do something like that. And
do you perform stateside? Do you come to the States and perform in the States?
Not for a while. I used to. It's been a while though. Been a while. I'm looking, I'm trying to put together a tour now and trying to get it together now that the CD's coming out. And if you got some gigs lined up over there, I will travel.
Have gigs, we'll travel, huh?
Exactly. That's I enjoy doing the most, is getting out there and playing, and that's and especially for
that
video, people.
I'm telling you, that video, and I go back to that video because I really love that video. It's just a simple video, you jam it in your studio and stuff, but the energy that it shows throughout that video is contagious. And that's what, you know, you want to see in a performer, that, you know, that you get, it touches you, you know, you want to move, you want to groove, you want to dance, you want to sing, you know, I like it. I like it.
I appreciate that because, you know, the funny part about that video is that when we filmed it, you know, I had two versions of this song, Talk to Me, a slower version and a little bit more faster version. And I filmed that video to the slower version, and at the end we finally decided we're going to release the faster one. So I had to kind of adjust the syncing of, you know, the singing to fit the video. And actually I was the one who edited the video, and thank God for iMovie. You know, if anybody uses iMovie, you know, that's an iMovie production, and I love it. I enjoy doing that so much, and you know, and I'm pretty amazed that, you know, for a guy who's not super tech savvy on that side, I was able to pull it off, and they got picked up, and you know, and now I have to live with it, and so far so good. So, thank you.
Well, with that, I want to ask you, are you happy?
Oh my gosh, am I happy? Are you asking about the song or me personally?
Both.
Both? Well, you know, I read a very interesting book lately. It's called Solve for Happy, and it was a life-changing book. And